not over yet.
To a hit swung on and driven to left field for a base hit. But Joe Gaffney comes home with an RBI single to left and the score now 9-4. And the Braves are not going to go quietly in game two. Bases loaded here for the Braves. Nobody out. In the dirt. That gets away from the catcher. And a run's going to come home to score. 9-5 your score. And the score now 9-5. And here come the Braves. Runners at second and third. Still nobody out. All of a sudden, it's starting to get a little nervous time if you're a Robstown fan. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Get up the right side, coming on is Rivera. He's going to concede the run and makes the throw over to first for the first out of the inning. But on the play, Joe Gaffney comes home on the fielder's choice. The score now 9-6.
Hey, this is good. This is good stuff.
9-6, one out. That's not without not out of reach. Not out of reach by any means.
I was going to say, if that's a strike, you got to be kidding me. But it is a ball four. And guess what, folks? Miller is aboard. Runners at the corners. One away. Ryan Hackamack, the hitter. And the Belleville Braves have the tying run at the plate. It is nervous time at Texas State University. Tying run aboard. Pitch. That ball driven toward the left field. That's deep. That's back. It's back. It's back. It is off the wall. One run is going to score in the left field. One run to score. Run is going to third, and he's going to hold up there. An RBI double off the bat of Ryan Hackamack, and the score now 9-7. The Belleville fans on their feet. Four runs in on the inning for the Braves, who trailed by six coming into the seventh inning. Driven up the middle for a base hit.
Nope,
going to score, and they're going to hold if it was hit shallow. Ryan Hackamack had to hold at third, but one run is in, and guess what? It's a 9-8 ball game.
9-8.
What a comeback.
What a comeback. Even if they don't come back all the way, I think they've established something here that well, at this point, the fat lady who was warming up has gone back and sat down in the van.
Yes, she has.
Oh, Grant, I wonder if he's involved in theater arts, too. He certainly has a flair for the dramatic here. Stringing this thing out.
About to receive his seventh pitch from the young sophomore on the mound. Here it comes. The belt and delivery. Way outside, ball four. Bases are jammed to Braves.
And loaded.
9-8, your score. Braves still trailing here in the bottom of the seventh, but they have the bases loaded and one away in the first pitch. And they're a called strike.
This is a memory maker.
Here's the 0-2 pitch. Hit to the right side. This is a double play ball. The second baseman, they go home for one. They don't get it.
It's time.
What's the call? What's the call? Waiting for the umpire. I think he's going to say he's safe. 9-9. We are tied up, but they've come all the way back to tie this one up. It is 9-9. And now the winning run is at third base, just 90 feet away. Line shot to the second baseman. He grabs this one. Does not. Yeah, back in time. Boy, that was close. That was very close. Bases loaded for the Braves in the bottom of the seventh. They scored six runs already. If they can score one more, they move on to the regional finals. Here's the pitch. There it is. That's the base hit.
It's the ball game.
The Braves have won the ball game.
It's the ball game. It's the ball game.
A 7-1 seventh inning. Joe Gaffney has singled the left. And I would not believe it if I haven't seen it myself. Your final score, the Belleville Braves 10. The Robstown Cotton Pickers 9 and a 7-run comeback in the bottom of the seventh inning. What an incredible comeback. What a ball game.
What a great moment for Joe.